This week, I entitled my message, Flash Mob. And we'll talk about that a little later. And our scripture text this week is in Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. This is about the triumphal entry into Jerusalem by Jesus. As Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to a town of Bethpage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them ahead. He said, "Go into the village over there, and you will see a donkey there tied with his colt beside it. Untie them and bring them here. If anybody asks you what you're doing, just say the Lord needs them, and he will immediately send them." This was done to fulfill the prophecy in Isaiah 62:11 that says, "Tell the people of Israel, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, even on a donkey's colt." Two disciples did just as Jesus said. They brought the animals to him, and they threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their coats on the road ahead of Jesus, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. In the center of the procession, all the crowd around him were shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise God in the highest heaven!" The entire city of Jerusalem was stirred as he entered. "Who is this?" they asked. And the crowd replied, "It's Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Flash mobs. It became a thing that happened in our country, you know, in the malls and different things. You might remember some of them. But a year ago, crowds at London's many train stations stopped, amazed, as these flash mobs broke out everywhere to celebrate an important event, the end of the COVID lockdown. That's something to celebrate. Well, there were professional dancers, as well as over 100 volunteers that contributed to this surprise flash performance. And you can see the joy on the people's faces as they sway to the music, collectively cheer and celebrate together. It's been a long time. And I think us in America can remember much of that, too. It was a long time. It was a rough season. People needed this. The laughter, the smiles, they were infectious. And a new sense of hope throughout the country. Music, dancing, celebration has a way of lifting people's spirits, doesn't it? I know it does me. Well, that was the feeling, too, in the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. On a donkey, no less. Not everybody knew what was going on. The disciples who accompanied him by the hundreds were shouting and singing verses from Psalm 119. "He comes in the presence and the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah!" They were shouting. They were waving and throwing down their clothes. They were waving palm branches in unison, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Well, the whole city was in turmoil. They were disrupted by this mob. People were smiling and singing and laughing and dancing in the streets. Young and old joined in. Some were cutting branches to hand out to the others. And as they saw the donkey coming around the corner of the road that led up to the temple gate, the mood was infectious. Soon, more and more people joined in. Some turned to others in the crowd and asked, "Who is this?" Others answered, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Now, some didn't need an excuse to join in the celebration. Times had been hard, and it was good to dance and sing with the ever-growing crowd. Others knew about Jesus' plan to ride through the city gates, usurping the yearly priestly processions of the lambs, taking over the parade as they paraded the lambs into the town for the Passover celebration. But soon, everybody on the streets were joining in, shouting, singing, dancing, celebrating. The priests were upstage. they tried to calm everybody down. They shouted at the disciples, make them shut up. But Jesus himself put them off saying, if these were silent, even the stones would cry out. This made the crowd roar more fervently, and the officials and the priests and all those, they were upset. But the people prevailed and drowned them out. This is what happened. If it happened today, we would call it a flash mob, and we'd smile and declare. Well, this phenomena in our culture now for years, it still happens sometimes. You don't see it on the news as much, but it still happens, and it does make us smile. We love these kind of surprises, these scripted yet apparently spontaneous outbreaks of joy in the midst of mundanity. From subways to public squares, to airports, to train stations, to malls, flash mobs and unite people in a momentary celebration in which for that period of time, we are all brothers and sisters. We are all happy. We're all smiling. We're all dancing and joining into this very human show of jubilation just for the sake of celebrating life. Celebrating creativity and, more important, celebrating the human spirit. Only days later, though, the mood would turn into a hush of solemnness as Jesus is arrested and put through a makeshift overnight trial, then removed for crucifixion. But in the moment, all people saw was the infectious flash mob of singers and swayers and palm tree wavers. For this moment in time, their king was victorious. But the turmoil continued as the crowds followed Jesus right up to the temple gates, where he took a seat in the temple courtyard and began to teach. For the next couple of days leading up to the Passover festival, he taught, but it angered the Pharisees and the chief priests more and more as he cast these verbal zingers at them in their direction. Now, we can guess that the crowds persisted until the time of arrest. Were there hushed whispers about what had happened to their popular teacher? Did people withdraw to hide in their homes for fear of retaliation from the temple officials and the priests, or rejection during Passover? How did they find out what happened after that faithful Passover feast, when Jesus was arrested by night in the Garden of Gethsemane? How did they react then? Well, we weren't there, but we're grateful that the disciples were there and they recorded it, and we have it recorded in Scripture. We can only guess that they hid or scattered, carefully exchanging messages about the state of things that confines them to their home. The hope of the day, the flash mob, the parade fading into the recesses of their memories. Often wondered, did Jesus orchestrate this performance that day? Well, I certainly believe that he did. And I'll tell you why. He would not have sent his disciples for this prearranged donkey and colt. Otherwise, the crowd that accompanied him would not have known what was happening. But like all flash mobs, like all art, Jesus was sending a message to the Pharisees, to the priests, the Sadducees, that his moment could not be put down, no matter what they did. And one of his followers, to let them know that the time of celebration would be coming soon. Perhaps he hoped that this day of joy might offset the devastation that he knew was to come before his final resurrection victory. Perhaps he wanted to give his followers a hope to hold on to despite the growing threat of his life and to many of their life too. Perhaps he wanted to assure them that the fight was not over, even if it appeared that it might be for a little while. Whatever Jesus' reasons was, for many, his arrest would stifle the joy that they felt that day of procession. Their hosannas would feel like a faraway echo as the sound of driven nails into the cross. That image would stay in their minds far longer, driving fear deep into their hearts. For most people, their Messiah was meant to conquer Rome, to restore the throne of the rightful King of Israel and start a revolution, take away the corruption and the ramparts of all the things that happened in the temple. Had Jesus made known to the masses that his plan would be to die in a few days, I don't think anybody in the crowd would not have believed him, or they may have uprisen that day instead of merely celebrating. But he did tell a select few. For those few, though, those disciples that was told what to come, this procession and the people shouting and singing and dancing and celebrating was their assurance that they would need to carry on after Jesus' resurrection. From that moment, they saw the meaning of Jubilee, the joy of restoration, the faith of those who had put their faith and trust in Jesus. And in that movement, that would later be called the Way. Remember what Jesus said? I am the way, the truth, and the life. They were called the Way. They weren't called Christians until later in Antioch, but the movement originally was called the Way. That's why when I had my little radio broadcast, little 5-minute devotion, God gave me the title for my little program, The Word is the Way to Life. Who's the Word? The Word made flesh and dwelt among us, Jesus. Jesus is the way to life. Well, flash mobs may only last an hour or two, but they're significant in their impact, their uniting power, their humanizing spirit, and the memory of people joined in joy that lasts a lifetime. Now, it would be enough to power a movement, maybe for weeks and years and decades, but here we are, over 2,000 years later, celebrating the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then on this Communion Sunday, I pray that the spirit of Palm Sunday be with you today and always. Amen. Hope to see you in church in person if you can. Next Sunday we're going to have a sunrise service down at the pond at 7 o'clock in the morning. So hope to see you in person sometime soon. God loves you and so do we.